This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm David Green. Director Claude Chabrol, a pioneer of the French New Wave, died yesterday in Paris. His films explored the dark corners of French respectability. Chabrol was 80 years old. NPR's Neda Ulaby has this remembrance.
Claude Chabrol is sometimes credited with directing the very first film of the French New Wave, Le Beau Serge. It's about a young man who returns to his backwater village after 10 years in Paris. His interactions with an old friend and a teenage seductress are raw and edged in danger. Chabrol had a light touch when it came to guilt, sin, and sexual ambiguity, some of his favorite themes, as he told NPR in 2003.
Le sujet est sérieux.
The subject matter is, of course, very serious. There's treason, incest. But I think that today, the best way to approach such themes so the audience can take them in is to lighten the tone to lessen the weight of what's being told dramatically.
Doit s'accroître proportionnellement à la production.
Stories of mystery and suspense that looked a bit like documentaries and grappled with Marxist politics, moral depravity, death. Chabrol admired Alfred Hitchcock, and the former film critic even co-wrote a book about his American idol. Chabrol made a movie starring Anthony Perkins of Psycho fame in 1967.
If you're very clever, mm-hmm. there might be a little present for you.
You know, I've never really liked little presents.
Chabrol made well over 50 films, including a number with actress Isabelle Huppert, Madame Bovary, The Story of Women, and the creepy psychodrama La Cérémonie.
Ah la la!
About an unsettling friendship between two resentful working-class French women. Claude Chabrol said he was not pessimistic about people in general, only the way they live. Neda Ulaby, NPR News.